Good morning, friends. This morning's scripture contains a very familiar verse. In fact, if I tell you where it comes from in the Bible, I bet you can tell me what the verse is. It includes John 3:16, and I can see the virtual light bulbs coming on in your heads. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. That's the part that is most familiar to all of us. But it goes on to say in verse 19 that the light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the sunshine and the daylight. And even though I didn't like losing an hour of sleep last night, I love this time of year when it stays light outside longer. Don't get me wrong, I love the darkness when it comes to sleeping and looking at the stars. But I also love to open all of the curtains in my house and let the light shine in. I believe that we are God's hands and feet, his love and light in this world. But not everyone loves the light like I do. So how can we be light-loving people? How can we spread more light to overcome the darkness? We can cheer up a friend when they're having a bad day, or we can stand up to a bully and tell a teacher or an adult when one of our classmates has been picked on. We can choose to do the right thing and encourage our friends to do the right thing as well. We can read our Bibles, do our devotions, and be reminded of how God wants us to love and help the people around us. And which people around us should we help? Well, let's look at our scripture verse again. For God so loved the world. Uh-oh, the whole world? Yep, your classmates, your coworkers, for you adults listening out there, your neighbors, your teachers, your coaches, your parents, even your brothers and sisters. We should love and help everyone because each person is a child of God. And Jesus came to earth and died for every single one of us. There is a lot of darkness in the world, but the tiniest bit of light pierces through the darkness. If we each choose to shine our little light, together our lights will grow bigger and brighter and overpower the darkness. If we each choose to do good and help each other, that light and love will grow bigger and brighter and overpower the evil. Your light does make a difference. So shine your light, shine your love, shine your smile. Be a leader and be a light. For God so loved the world, the whole wide world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving each one of us and teaching us how to love each other. Help us to remember that you sent Jesus into the world to bring us love and light and to take us out of the darkness forever. Strengthen us to be like lanterns that take light into the dark places where our brothers and sisters need your love and light the most. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.